honey, go ahead and cancel my appointments. I'm gonna go eat some guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most magic podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Sam. What's up, guys?
Hi.
I hate to burst your bubble, but we've actually already been the most magic podcast.
Have we been the most magic or magical?
One of those. I think it was magical, so I think we're in the clear.
I'm not too worried after 150-some episodes to repeat one.
This would actually be the first time. We've repeated well. We've done a pretty good job. I know there's times I've questioned it. I'm like,
fuck it, let's restart.
No, I think we're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-8 Combo Podcast, the world's most Tam is copying me podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy.
I'd keep it.
My name's Tam, and I'm here with Matt and Andy.
How are you guys this week?
Good.
Pretty good.
I didn't do a damn thing all week.
Well, you kind of deserve it. You had surgery.
Yeah.
So that's totally cool.
Yeah, I didn't
totally
do
cool.
anything.
How, I imagine in video thing. Games you're going to hit up some Destiny.
Didn't do Talk about damn thing all week.
You've been playing Destiny?
Yeah, I played some Destiny.
I watched like 5 minutes of the stream.
Yeah. Way to be a supporter.
Well, dude, my iPhone was like, hey, bro, you're at 10%. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you know what? Andy, you should get Destiny.
I really, now that I'm on my own, like, buying things is more like,
yeah, it sucks.
I'm not going to Tom Clark it. I'm not going to, like, every year I buy either the Battlefield or the Call of Duty franchise, and this year Call of Duty looks way more fun than Battlefield, so I'm going to get Advanced Warfare.
I was going to get that for the X-Bone.
Why?
Because I know people who are going to get it on the X-Bone, but I guess I can get it on the PS4 so we can stream it.
Yeah. Like, I will play, because what I do is, and it's just because it's once a year I do it, I also buy, like, the season pass, whatever. Because it's like, I always buy one first-person shooter, like, one of the big ones. I have something to play.
I'm going to have a shit ton of first-person shooters.
Because
I'm getting both Call of Duty, Battlefield Hardline, I already have Destiny, and I'm getting the Master Chief Collection.
Oh, I forgot about the Master Chief. That comes out. October? End of October?
November.
End of November?
Yeah.
On my resume, I actually have written down that I've never owned a Call of Duty. So I'm not going to be getting those games. Never owned a Battlefield. Battlefield. I have one Battlefront. That's a first-person shooter that I'd be all over.
Battlefront 3 is going to look fucking awesome.
Is it still going?
Yeah.
Is it still happening?
The original Battlefield guys are making it.
I'm just waiting for it to just stop.
Just dude, waiting for it to stop.
Yeah.
Battlefront 2 was awesome. I'm
going to use this word choice, but I platinumed that game.
That's why Battlefront 3 is going to be so good.
Speaking of platinumed, I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
Not the remake, so I can't actually
play it. But
I'm doing like everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Dude, they were selling the X... in the X2 bundle. I know. But they were selling it for bundle. Like $10 the other day.
No.
Well, you don't have to play. You can at least get trophies.
No, Andy, no. I'm not playing X2.
What if they ever made a 9-2?
I would play, but I'd be severely disappointed if it was anything like X2.
I've only ever played 2 Final Fantasies also.
Which ones were those?
X and 13. My ex-girlfriend, I got a 360 for a holiday birthday something. And I was
nice.
Like,
that's a good girlfriend.
No, she didn't give me that. Oh. No, my parents did. And then she was like, do you want a game? I was like, yeah. She goes, I'll get you Final Fantasy. I like Final Fantasy, so I'm sure Tam will like Final Fantasy. And I was like, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That's awesome. Thank you.
Well, see, she made a grave mistake, and she started you out with 13.
The worst.
Yeah.
I finished that game and yelled at my TV. That's how mad I was about that game.
You need to play, like, 9 or 7 or 6.
7 is where it's
or
at.
Or 4.
7 will make you have an erection and cry at the same time. That's how good it is.
Here's what I'll do.
I have 7 on PS1.
For all of you listeners out there, if you will email us at 3herebecomeapodcast@gmail.com, I will play the Final Fantasy game that gets the most votes. So if no one emails, I don't have to play. But if someone does...
You do have Steam. Final Fantasy VII's on Steam.
Yep. And...
And 8.
8 is. 9's got to be soon. 9's got to be soon.
But I'll play it. I'll play the shit out of it.
He'll do it.
I will. Just watch me.
You also have a PS2, so you can always borrow 9 from me or 10.
That is true. You remember I have a PS2?
Yeah.
It's from the one time you've been at my house?
Yeah.
We barely even touched it. We barely even looked at it.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, then you can play all the PS1 ones, too.
Yeah.
I think I have 8 and 7.
Not going to do it unless we email. So.
All right.
Get
people,
out there.
Email Tam. Well, email us, but it's going to be for Tam.
For Tam.
CC Tam.
Yeah.
Attention Tam. Tell them which Final Fantasy game to play, and I swear to God, if it's like, please make it a PS1 Final Fantasy, because we'll have to fucking dig up Final Fantasy 2 or something.
If that wins.
Play 13 again.
Yeah. Oh, that's a hell. I know someone who only played 15, like, an hour and a half of Final Fantasy 12, and they just set it down. They're like, nope.
I was very similar to that. I played a little bit of 12, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I heard 12 was by far, like, the most dynamically drastic different Final Fantasy game from everything. Like, 10 was so good.
10 was really good. 10's battle system was really good.
Yep.
The story. God damn the story.
When Waka just laughs, that evil fucking laugh.
I just constantly want to be like, shut up.
Titus
shut
is
up.
Such a whiny
just
bitch.
Shut up.
He's like Carl. From The Walking Dead. Just,
oh, yeah.
He's the reason I stopped watching that fucking show.
Really?
Carl.
Coral.
When I know everyone's like, dude, when Carl, after Carl gets over being a bitch, the show's amazing. But I can't get over Carl being a bitch. When he was eating that can of pudding and he was just yelling at his dad, who was, like, you know, possibly dead.
Yeah.
He's just like, I fucking hate you, Dad. I'm like, you are being a gigantic twat. So I did not finish the rest of that season.
Coral. You should.
No.
It's a good season.
Oh, wait. I think it's actually getting added on Netflix this weekend.
Good.
Really?
So I might binge watch it. Yeah. And the last season of How I Met Your Mother got added.
Oh, good.
Really?
Yeah.
I might actually watch the last episode.
They just added the newest season of Parks and Recs.
I started watching that last night.
Parks and Recs. Isn't it so fucking hilarious? So, wait. Okay. Wait till you get to date.
It is hilarious. You know who I fucking... You know which characters I hate on Parks and Rec? Fucking Leslie and Ben.
Really?
I can't stand the two main characters.
Why?
I don't think they're funny at all, man. Oh. They're always making the same stupid-ass jokes they made like 12 episodes in a row.
I really like Ron Swanson's character.
Yeah, I do like Ron Swanson.
I've been watching Codename Kids Next Door. Just been jamming on that.
Is that a kid show?
Yeah.
You were nowhere near your mic.
Oh, sorry.
It's on Cartoon. It was on Cartoon Network.
It's not the Treehouse one.
Fuck yeah, it is.
That is the Treehouse one. Yeah. All right. That show wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was
I
good.
Always thought it was really random that the leader was like English.
Yeah, he moved from England over to America.
Yeah, that's a thing that can happen, Andy.
Yep. One episode, he goes back and he meets up with the English kids next door. I actually watched that last night while I was working on my Yu-Gi-Oh decks. Yeah. They have to return a library book, and it's pretty crazy.
Did anyone watch the new South Park?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God, it was good.
I only watched it because you were like, South Park, good job. And I was like, I'm going to watch it so we can talk about it on the podcast.
I loved when he just keeps getting up, and he's like, hut,
and
just get smacked.
And they're like, stay down. I love the Goodell bot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not working anymore.
I couldn't be a writer on a comedy show like that, or even Family Guy. Like, you, like, people hate on Family Guy all the time, but they have this line where they go from, like, they have like three parts to a story. Mm-hmm. And the first part transitions to the second part, and then it transitions to the third part, but the third part matches up with the first part. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Blow my mind. I don't know, but the jokes are just seamless, especially in South Park, how they'll say a couple lines, and then it'll all set up for one joke later. But yeah. It's the most subtle fucking joke in
the
world.
They're so good at it.
They're so good.
They usually only write an episode, like, the week of.
Yeah.
They make that show in, like, 5-6 days.
Yeah, they do. That's why it's always so fucking current.
Yeah, because I, like, 5 years ago, I was like, how are they able to write this shit that's happening this week?
Have you seen the documentary?
I have it recorded. I haven't watched it.
6 days to air.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
It's really good.
I want this.
I think you can find it online.
I think
somewhere.
It's on Netflix.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure that's where I watched it.
It's on Netflix.
6 days to air. Yeah.
But it's really good. And it goes over the episode that they won for their Emmy. The World of Warcraft episode.
Yeah.
It's that episode that they're following, so. Yeah, those guys are an Oscar away from getting all the awards.
Hmm.
They have a Grammy. They have a Tony. They have an Emmy. They just need an Oscar.
Wow.
Yeah. Those guys are fucking awesome.
They are. That show's always good.
Season 10, the World of Warcraft one. That whole fucking season was like... I bought it on Blu-ray. That's how good it was. Like, I was like, I don't need to stream it. This shit's hilarious. Did you do... What?
It said True Dat.
True Dat. No... Whatchamacallit this week?
No. Heroescape?
No, the other one.
Pathfinder?
Thank you. God damn it. I want... No. Okay.
No.
Well, I just wondered. I just wondered because...
We don't play Pathfinder anymore.
You don't?
Yeah.
The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah,
the
cat's out of the bag.
What happened?
One person didn't want to play anymore. Now we all don't play anymore.
Was it twos?
No.
Stefan?
That's all I'm going to get at.
Oh. That's crappy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's why we're both like,
oh.
I will say this. I made that character and didn't fire a single fucking bullet. Not one.
Oh. I'm sorry. Are you still doing Heroescape?
I think so.
They're playing...
I mean, we should still be doing Heroescape, because first of all, I put a lot of money into Heroescape, so if we don't do Heroescape...
I was invited to play today, so...
Were you?
Yes.
Okay, well, I wasn't. But I'm pretty sure I am invited.
I would just assume.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just assume. I'm not saying that I'm not invited. I know I'm invited.
Do they normally text you?
Well, no, but we didn't play last week, so I figured I'd get a heads up about this week, so...
Got it.
That's why
I have something going on. That's why I can't do it. But I said hopefully next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious.
So. So yeah, you guys want to get into gaming news?
Yes.
I had a busy day today.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness. That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo gaming news.
You can't start talking after Andy goes, yeah, let's get into gaming news.
It wasn't the drop. It was your look. You just looked at me, just this most solid stare, and just a smallest shake of your head like, shut the fuck up.
Dude, Rungi's so good. Rungi's so good at the stare. I get my stare from the Rungi. All
right. How was your day then?
All right. Well, I'm sick, and so I had to wake up.
Why are you here?
It's a head cold thing.
Are you sick?
If I get a head cold next week and I'm here,
it's all you.
I'm sure it must be very difficult for you to do the podcast with a head cold.
I know.
I had an organ taken out of me last weekend.
We're doing this game. Well, I got married.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I mean, you win.
I mean, we hurt, but your life is over.
Go.
Not only did I miss, I took another bottle out of it.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I had more things to say, too.
I had to go up. Do you? I had to go up to Vala's pumpkin patch to go pick up one of my friends. She didn't have a car. I had to go pick her up.
Yeah, that's a ways out there.
It is a ways out there from 120th and Maple. It's at like 180th and Giles.
Yeah,
it's like a 30-minute drive. Oh, and
did she at least give you a handy?
No.
Did you get some gas money?
I did.
Okay, that's
good. I would have taken a handy.
Gas or a handy, pick one.
Gas, grass, or ass, no one rides for free.
But like, I've never been to Vallis. I guess I've only ever been there once, like ever. So I didn't know where to go, so I had to Siri it. And on my way there, I see this car that just has the license plate No Irish. I'm like, I gotta take a fucking picture of this. I have to take a picture of this.
Was this like an 1800s shop or something like that? Like, Irish need not apply.
Yeah. I get a little closer and it's in D Irish. And the dude has a little Notre Dame Irish sticker in the back. And so I was like, it fucking looks like you're no Irish. And the Jews neither. Nah, none of them.
That's funny.
Yeah, but that was my day. So go ahead. Let's get in the game.
Oh, no, I had more things to say. I really did, though. So I found out that my body is a time bomb.
What?
Found out I have two hernias.
Oh, shit.
That are ready to pop off at any moment. So.
Don't do jumping jacks.
So TikTok.
What does that mean?
God damn it. We should make a website. Matt's time bombs. Countdown to when.
I also have a lump on my lung.
Yeah, you talked about that. Yeah. Did they biopsy that thing at least?
Lungy lump?
No, they're not going to biopsy.
Why would they not biopsy?
They're going to get. I'm doing a CT scan in a few weeks.
Okay. That's fine.
That sucks.
How'd you find out about the hernia?
Apparently that was in the CT notes from the ER. I went in for my follow-up.
Oh.
Friday.
Huh. Well, no more lifting heavy shit for you.
Well, they don't hurt, so I can't really. I'm not going to really stop doing anything.
Well, don't.
I'm going to wait till they do hurt and then get them fixed.
Make smart decisions with lifting. Lift with your back, not your legs.
Lift with your back in a twisting
motion. Lift with my back and not my legs.
Yeah, definitely.
In a twisting
jerking,
motion.
Like
yeah.
Jerking, like twisting. Like you got to like robot popping long.
The more
Man,
you know.
These dumbbells are really nice. Just jerk around a little bit.
Well, PlayStation Home will be closing its doors next year.
Did you ever dick with it?
Nope.
I dicked with it when it was in beta, and that was it. I would get updates all the time, and I'm like, I don't even fucking use you, but I can't delete you.
So, yeah. So The Sims is going away on PlayStation.
No one. Yeah. It was
the
idea,
original Sims?
No.
Okay.
It was like The Sims PlayStation was what PlayStation Home was, basically. Oh. It was cool, but not my cup of tea.
Tells you how little I know about it.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. At the time when it first came out, it was a really fucking cool idea, but it just didn't pan out well.
So October's Games with Gold offerings is a little small this month. Three games.
Oh, that's nice.
Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Good game.
Darksiders 2. And I'm trying to see what the other one is. Chariot.
Never heard of that one.
It's an indie game for the Xbox One.
They haven't done PlayStations yet. They usually do it like the last day of the month.
Mm.
I hope it's good. It's October, so it's going to be scary related.
Scary. Spooky.
Scary.
Everybody gets a demo of Silent Hill.
Yay.
That'd be cool.
A demo?
Yeah,
how about PT. How about just give us the Silent Hill first game or something like that?
Ooh, the first one was so good.
Yeah.
Did you ever play The Room? The whole game was involved inside of a hotel room.
No.
It was fucking scary.
I've heard of it, though.
Yeah, it was scary.
I've also heard of the movie, The Room. With Tommy Wiseau.
I have it on my hard drive.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Lisa! Have you ever heard of The Room?
No, I have not.
2003, it's the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Adult Swim played it on April Fool's or Valentine's Day. One of them.
Yeah.
It was.
There's not a lot of movies you could play on both those days.
Yeah.
Like, how many, like, a movie you could play on Valentine's Day and April Fool's Day?
I remember April Fool's.
Hunger Games.
Right.
Would that work?
April Fool's. Yeah. I remember on April Fool's, Adult Swim played the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie in a very tiny square in the corner of your TV.
That's so funny.
It was really funny. And it had like just come out, too.
Yeah,
and
the movie like, was like just like,
oh my god, they're going to play the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie. And yeah, it was.
Yeah, they announced it the whole week, too. Like, they were going to play it, and then it was just in the fucking corner.
That's so really funny.
Like a pinpoint in the corner.
Adult Swim is good at being douchebags. They're fucking hilarious.
Nintendo is holding Smash Brothers 3DS tournaments in 16 locations. So get ready, Tam. You can go to San Jose, California, Anaheim, Denver, Chicago, Dedham, Massachusetts, Ellicott City, Maryland, Boonie Doon, North Carolina,
what?
New York, Bellevue, Washington, Davie, Florida, Brandon, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Chamblee, Georgia, Houston, Texas, or Plano, Texas.
They just totally, besides Denver and Chicago, skip over the fucking Midwest.
There's like four, like, how many Floridas were there?
Three.
There are three.
Fuck that.
Davie, Brandon, and Orlando.
Fuck
like
that.
The Massachusetts one.
What?
Yeah. Dedham, Massachusetts.
What the fuck?
Oh, and also Boonie Doon, North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, what?
That is the most popular of all the North Carolina cities. Boonie Doon. You guys never heard of Boonie Doon?
Are you serious?
You're no, absolutely not.
Charlotte, dude. Or Williamsburg.
Boonie Doon.
Boonie Doon.
Boonie Doon.
Hey, North Boonie, Carolina. What you doing?
It's a dollar in the
nice.
Jar.
Kickstarter's updated policy addresses creators who fail to deliver on projects.
What do they do?
Let me take a look here. The creator has a few options to remedy the situation. The creator has met the obligation in the eyes of Kickstarter if an update posted that explains what work has been completed. The creator works diligently to bring the project to best possible conclusion. The creator shows funds are properly used. The creator has been honest and hasn't misrepresented any information. The creator returns any funding to those who haven't received all their rewards. Trying to look, see exactly what they're doing if they don't complete it.
The chicken dance for 12 hours straight. I'm seeing it right here.
Do you guys remember when KXVO did
the pumpkin dance?
The pumpkin dance.
Yeah.
I feel like we should throw an idea at them that every year they should do the pumpkin dance. Shit, I'll do the pumpkin dance. But just make it more extreme. Just like lights and fog and like a fire baton.
Dubstep behind it.
Yeah.
That was a really good drill sound. Thank you.
It's one thing I can do.
Can you make more like power tool sounds?
No. What you looking up?
Don't worry about it.
Power tool sounds? Duh.
Are you looking up the dance?
No, I'm looking up dubstep.
No. This is the first link.
Yeah.
What is it?
Under Urban Assault, drop the bass.
Drop the bass.
Go out, give him a like.
I can dance to this.
Can't you guys wait for like 10 years when like all of that is just the worst?
In 10 years when it's the worst.
We're talking to our kids and they're like, God, this is so bad. Grandpa, shut up, it was cool.
What are you listening to? I'm listening to Korn, you little bitch. Oh, it's really hard.
This one was happening when it was in my day. Turn on the radio. It's like, wubba, wubba, wubba.
Motherfucker, the animals.
The wubs.
Okay, guys. That'll do it for gaming news.
All
right. Let's go into technology. I got some good stuff.
How do you kill that which has no life? It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
You can get burgers that taste like human flesh.
Oh!
See you guys. I'm out of here.
Oh, in America.
Let me take a look here. Chef James Tomlinson.
Oh, that's an American name.
Food inventor Miss Cakehead.
Also American name.
Description. They made the recipe description from cannibals like William Seabrook, a journalist who cooked human meat.
God damn it.
They are made using pork, veal, bone marrow, and chicken livers.
Still, just... Hey, you want some flesh?
I mean, if we could take and pull this to like a...
Yeah, tell us how eating human flesh would be cool.
What if somebody has like a mental problem and they know they have this problem and they can't deal with it? Instead of going out and like chopping somebody up and eating them, maybe this could be like an okay substitute. Like, I understand that it's not a great thing to just like, you know what I'm gonna do today, honey? Go ahead and cancel my appointments. I'm gonna go eat some guy. Like, all right.
I feel like if they have some sort of condition like that, they probably shouldn't be married and live in a house.
God, I don't know.
They're probably in some sort of institution.
Don't hate my fake scenario.
Yeah. Honey, you know that thing I got?
Yeah, that's fine. No, just do you. Just do you. I'll love you. Till death do us part.
Right.
Tonight. That's gross.
Flesh burgers. So the iPhone 6 is bending in people's pockets. And yeah. He thinks it's okay.
Well, not till I saw what the actual bending was like. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, just like most news. He thought it was okay until he got the facts.
Yeah? I'm half of America, bro.
You're a third of this podcast.
Yeah, but I don't need to be a fourth.
Eh, a little more than a third. You're not a full member yet.
All of those things you said behind closed doors, they were lies. I did what to you to get this spot? You said it wasn't going to be like American Idol.
Oh, no, it's exactly like American Idol.
Exactly.
Have you guys seen the Too Long Didn't Read Wikipedia?
No. What is it?
It's so funny. It's a Tumblr where it's just basically Wikipedia articles shortened to like 3 or 4 sentences.
That's awesome.
And it just reminds me, one of them was Carson Daly, and the description was, Carson Daly is an American TV show host that's available when Ryan Seacrest says no.
That's funny.
I remember Carson Daly on TRL.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's old.
Total Request.
I'm looking up some turtleneck is an uncircumcised sweater. A second cousin is okay, but use a condom.
What's the Wikipedia article for that?
Second cousin.
Oh, second cousin. Yeah. Okay.
There's Carson Daly. There's some really good ones here. Oh, Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns of football.
Yeah.
Third world. The term third world refers to any country where the first response to having a problem isn't bitching about it on Twitter. Trying to find a really good one. There are some that are like some super zingers in here. You guys can talk too.
Oh, sorry.
About what? We were in technology. Did you get iOS 8?
Bending. I actually haven't. My phone keeps yelling at me for it, but I'm afraid.
Why? Dude, the texting alone makes iOS 8 worth it.
Really?
The texting is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I heard you guys can swipe now.
Yeah? Yeah.
You know when I can swipe? Are we going to do this right now?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. 4 years ago.
Yeah, I could swipe 4 years ago too, but then, you know, I downgraded.
I bought an iPhone.
The Simpsons. The Simpsons was a critically acclaimed animated series from 1989 to 1998.
Okay, so if I send myself a text, I'll lock that shit really quick.
Uh-huh.
Oreo. An Oreo is a delicious sandwich cookie that never wanted to be the go-to metaphor for interracial threesomes.
And then if you want to respond, you just swipe. hit reply, text it, and send it. And that, that's it.
That's cool.
And you can do that from anywhere on your phone. I text 1,000% more efficient.
All right. We'll download it live here on the podcast.
Oh, God. It takes like 40 minutes.
Brown Plug University.
We are not going to download it live here.
Brown
on the
University
podcast.
Is the Ivy League's Ringo.
All right. Is that all the tech news we got?
No. I got more.
I'm sure we're not going to end. I have a lot of great tech news on iPhone bending.
There's a new GoPro coming out, the GoPro Hero.
All
right. Great image quality, you know, that GoPro has been known for. $200 price tag. Sub-$200 price tag.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
kind of cool.
GoPro's we should all get nice. GoPros and do a GoPro of the podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm going to GoPro
no.
my life with Camilla.
No. I don't want everybody to see that I stare at Andy's dick all day.
Man, just, the camera's yeah, right.
It's a great podcast, guys. He hasn't left his dick for 23 minutes.
My eyes are up here.
Hey, come on, at least look at my tits.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, it's not all about my wiener.
Your wiener.
My wiener. Actually, it's all about my wiener. Schindler's fist in it, man.
GoPro yourself, Fappic.
I'm just staring at my dick. Do you know
the
that,
camera
like, for the point of view pornos? That guy's basically wearing a fucking camera on his head. So think about that next time you see it. You're like, that chick's totally banging a dude with a camera on his head.
He's got a GoPro on top of his
camera, and he's just like, yeah.
Yeah, and he talks, which he shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen those GIFs of like it's a shaky picture, but mm-hmm. they do the anti shake to it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they like
yeah.
stabilize it.
Yeah,
could you imagine? Yeah, could you imagine do that for fapping? it's just really still. I wonder how that would look.
Yeah. Well, let's make it happen.
All right.
I need a GoPro. Everyone, kickstart.
Yeah, let's kickstart us to get a GoPro to GoPro fapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The potato salad one got 55,000. So.
That's true.
Yeah, we can do something with fapping.
All right, guys. So that'll do it for technology news. Let's go on
What's
to the main event.
Captain?
What's fapping, Captain? No. Shut up.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Man who raised 55K on Kickstarter for potato salad to throw epic party.
Nice segue.
A man who jokingly sought $10 from the crowdfunding website Kickstarter to pay for his first attempt at making potato salad has ended up raising $55,000 and is making good on his promise to throw a huge party. Zach Brown is planning Potato Stock 2014,
potato stock.
An all-ages, charity-minded party, Saturday in downtown Columbus, so I guess it just happened yesterday.
Nice.
Featuring bands, food trucks, beer vendors, potato sack races, and definitely potato salad.
That's so awesome!
Hold on. Do you think it would have been better if it was called Spudstock? Would that have been better?
That's pretty good, Spudstock. The Idaho Potato Commission and corporate sponsors have donated supplies for the event.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Volunteers have whipped up 300 pounds of potato salad.
Oh, my God.
300 pounds?
For a recipe this dude found on the internet.
His fund will have potential way after the potato salad is forgotten.
Yeah.
That's so fucking awesome.
That's really, like the worst part is like, everyone's going to see this as, like, a get-rich-quick scheme, and everyone's going to be like,
everyone already
help me make potato salad. Yeah. I'll do it, too.
I was going to kickstart Schindler's Fist.
Were you really?
You
should still
someone,
kickstart it, Schindler's Fist.
Like, I mean, technically, I'm married, and Camilla said that she would never leave me if I were to do Schindler's Fist. So, I mean, I really, honestly, I honestly need, like, $20,000.
I'm
That's
glad
it.
that was a conversation you had.
Yeah. I had to ask her that to make sure, because if I jokingly, seriously put Schindler's Fist on Kickstarter, I don't need to ruin a marriage already.
A Tennessee lumberyard owner is stumped with what to do after he split open a tree log. Split open a tree log. And found an image of Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Pictures.
Hold on.
Jesus is in there somewhere.
Hold on, time out.
You know, the top of that looks like those old medicine masks doctors used to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see Jesus.
Yeah. He's in there somewhere.
It's because you're not a true believer. It's like Santa's bells.
Jesus only shows himself.
It's not Jesus, it's Treesus.
Oh, my God.
That was two in this
that's a
one.
Black. That's a black guy's name. Hey, Treesus.
What would Jesus do?
Oh, my God.
Get it? This would?
I think this is the best story I've ever been a part of.
Oh, my
God. I just got a text.
You guys ready to get back to our roots?
What's our roots? Yeah, we've been doing the same
another
thing.
Tree joke.
Oh!
Ah.
God damn it, Dan.
Would you like me to leave?
Your face sealed it.
Student passes out pot-laced lollipops to classmates.
That's fucking awesome. There's always a kid that does that.
Police chief in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, there was a kid that passed out pot brownies to his homeroom in
nice.
My high school.
Nice, I like that. Says a girl handed out marijuana-laced lollipops to classmates at her high school. One student was hospitalized.
I don't get it. There's always a fucking kid. There was a girl at the high school when that happened. She had to be hospitalized because she was fucking tripping balls.
Well, did this lady at least let people know that it was
probably
happening?
Probably not.
No.
But what's the...
You probably have somebody
I have not
let me tell you.
Forayed into the devil's grass. But what's the worst that could really happen?
I've never had a bad experience ever. So I don't know how people can
as far as I know, you'll feel like warm and fuzzy.
You feel warm. You're like kind of taken back. So you observe things more.
So what if that happened to you, but you didn't know why it was happening?
That's true.
You don't think that would be a cause of alarm? What if you were just bad shit high and just like, oh,
what
I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I agree with you that it would be weird if it happened out of nowhere, but what it seems like it would be like, I feel great. Let's go to the hospital.
That's it. You'd feel good. Like, there's not a bad feeling, I guess, but that's just my experiences. Like, maybe the girl who stays up late studying and, you know, first time. This isn't Adderall!
This isn't Adderall.
Probably feels like The Matrix.
I don't know. They're probably using the word hospitalized just because it's illegal and to make it sound worse.
Pop brownies in the podcast.
The 16-year-old girl was hospitalized overnight. What a bitch. I didn't stay overnight and I got an organ pulled out of me.
Boom!
You got some herbals put in you.
Yeah. I got some morphine put in me while I was there. God, I miss the morphine so
morphine
much.
Morphine is from herbs, man.
Can I make a dick joke now?
I wish I had morphine again. Huh?
This is an intervention.
Yeah.
Can I make a dick joke now?
Yeah, go for it.
I call my dick morphine because it feels so good.
I call my dick morphine because it's highly addictive.
I get it addictive.
Get it? Sorry.
Onward.
Sorry to one-up you there.
Hold on. I'm thinking. Give me 3 seconds.
Jasmine Tridevil gets a third boob because she doesn't want to date anymore.
Is that real?
Yes.
That
is it's
real. Like 100% real?
Yep, that's 100%
real. I have seen it go from real to fake to real to hoax to real.
When I first saw it, I called bullshit, but yeah, it's real.
It is real. She spent $20,000 to get it surgically implanted. She cannot give out the doctor's name because she signed a confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, the doctor's probably going to do it for money.
Apparently, a lot of places would not do it.
Oh.
She finally found a guy that would do it as long as he didn't say it.
I also heard that she wanted to be on TV.
Yes, she is filming a reality show.
Oh, God.
For what? What is
her third titty?
I don't know. She's just fucking walking around being like, hey, I'm here in my fucking reality show.
Yeah.
I'm tired of dating, but I'm posting pictures of me with a third tit on the internet looking very scandalous.
Yeah.
Don't date me. I don't like the attention.
It doesn't look appealing. Nah. Three boobs is too much, man. Two's plenty.
Agreed.
Two's too much.
I don't have a third hand.
I love those one boobers.
Yeah.
I hang out at Susan J. Komen races.
Kung Pao. Oh.
Yeah, so it doesn't make much sense to me. If you don't want to date, just don't date.
Yeah. And don't get a third.
Well, I spent $20,000 on a fucking third boob. Yeah. Unless you're an attention whore that wants a fucking reality show, which she is.
I'm gonna get a third penis.
Hope she.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we just gonna skip
When'd
the
you
second
get the
one?
Second one?
That's why I'm married so early. Two holes I want.
I'm gonna tell Camilla to listen to this episode.
Do it.
All right.
Fucking do it. I've said nothing wrong, I don't think.
I never did tell your sister to listen to the last episode.
That's good.
Because, you know, I talk to her all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly.
He totally wants to fuck me. I don't know. That's what always comes out of Marissa's mouth.
What?
For me specifically,
no,
or a lot of people?
No, just a lot of people.
A lot of...
A guy could hand her a glass out of niceness, and she's like, he's hitting on me. Like, oh, hey, you look thirsty. I got you some water. Here you go.
I'm the exact opposite way.
She wants to bang me.
I never know when people are hitting on me.
Girls is all over Tam, and Tam's like, I don't think she likes me.
Yeah, it's the worst.
She's just naked. She's like, hey, babe.
Tam, she's nibbling on your ear. I think she likes you.
How'd you get off?
That's annoying, man.
I'm playing Final Fantasy.
That was good. That was good.
I know it's
good
13,
throwback.
But come on. Yeah. I started it, I'm going to finish it.
The fans have requested.
And then she's like, I started you, and I'm going to finish you. And you're like, wow, that doesn't make any sense.
Move.
Put clothes on.
Why can't,
read a book.
Why can't you be like Yuna and Titus?
Yeah, they had weird lake sex.
I want lake sex.
I don't remember this part of the game.
No, they have this like dance on a lake or something. And
like, oh, I love you, Yuna.
Yeah. Horizontal
like,
tango.
You totally know under that water he's just slipping it
and
in.
And Kamari watched the whole thing.
Yeah, Kamari's like, yeah.
Kamari's standing there like, Kamari aroused.
Kamari's
right
a big cat guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
With the broken horn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Kamari can learn moves from enemies, too. It'd be funny if he used Lancet. Like, Kamari learned thrust.
Kamari just kept using thrust.
He does. You can learn thrust kick with Kamari.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. My hip bone.
All right, guys. That'll do it for news. That will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3-8-combo-podcast. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The book.